With more Americans working or looking for work, and corporate profits on the rise, can a central bank rate hike be far behind? Speaking at the Peterson Institute in Washington, the Federal Reserve's Jerome Powell says the implications for monetary policy are clear.
Depending on the incoming data and the evolving risks, another rate increase may be appropriate fairly soon.
Earlier in the week, Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan said he expected at least two rate hikes in 2016. And Friday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said the Fed is monitoring economic data but expressed confidence about the U.S. recovery.
It's appropriate, and I've said this in the past, I think, for the Fed to gradually and cautiously increase our overnight interest rate over time. And probably in the coming months, such a move would be appropriate.
The last rate hike was 6 months ago. Since then, slower growth around the world and increased market volatility have delayed moves to tighten or normalize U.S. monetary policy. On Skype, Bankery.com's chief analyst Greg McBride says the Fed is running out of excuses and time.
If they don't set the table for a move in June or July, you can kiss two interest rate hikes in 2016 goodbye.
Economists say interest rates are still the strongest tool available to central banks when the economy sours. Even investors who have benefited from lower borrowing costs may be coming around, says portfolio manager Brad Friedlander.
I think you're beginning to see a wake-up call among a set of investors that have been largely complacent about the idea of implicit dovishness coming from the Fed. And I think with the Fed's confidence come market confidence as well.
And you don't want to wait too long, but neither do you want to be in a hurry.
The Fed's Jerome Powell denies there's a coordinated effort by central bank officials to signal a rate increase. Their next vote comes June 15th. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.